Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to call the March meeting of the Mount Bell Inlet Wetlands Commission to order.
April.
April. The minutes instead of them, I'm looking at it. Anyways, I'll start over. I'm going to call the April 18th, 2024 meeting of the Mount Bell Inlet Wetlands Commission to order. Roll call, we have Commissioners Abde, Joe Berardi, Sandra Berardi, Commissioner LeClaire, Commissioner Occhialini, Commissioner Rashto, present, and me, Commissioner Brush. First order of business is approval of the March 21st, 2024 regular meeting minutes. Do you have any comments on the minutes? All right. I need a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner Occhialini made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Stand.
Any opposed?
I'm abstaining. I'm sorry.
Carried unanimously with one abstention. Commissioner Abde abstained. I gotta organize my little desk here. So there's no public hearing application. There's no show cause hearing. Any remarks in the public on items not relating to the agenda?
Yes, good evening. My name is John Chase. I'm an attorney with a professional office in Mystic. I have no comments to make. However, this seems like the most logical time on your agenda to simply remark that I have some correspondence that I would like to hand in to your staff. Unfortunately, there simply wasn't enough time to put it in the mail. And so for whatever purposes that you'll make use of it tonight or subsequently, I would like the record to reflect that I'm handing it in. Sometimes the very best we can do is simply make every effort possible to bring information to the commission's attention. Thank you very much. Mrs. Radford, of these copies I'm handing you, the first one is the signed original, and the others are just copies. There are enough for every other member of the commission.
What is the correspondence?
I'd rather not comment further and simply submit this to you as if it arrived in the mail and leave it to Mrs. Radford to determine the appropriateness of proceeding from there.
Any other remarks in the public or related items on the agenda? Any other remarks in the public or related items on the agenda? Okay, new business, because there's no old business. 24 items C2, 970 Old Colchester Road, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant. Pawtucket Capital for a review and report to the Monmouth Planning and Zoning Commission for an 11 lot re-subdivision. They're withdrawing. Did we send the letter already?
Actually, I received the letter just prior to posting the agenda, so we did put it on the agenda, but it has been withdrawn, and we do have a letter withdrawing it.
A letter to P&Z withdrawing our prior?
Nope, a letter to Inland Wetlands withdrawing that application. So 24 IWC2 has been withdrawn.
Right, but didn't we send a favorable report to P&Z last week? Or am I misremembering
this.
What I was reading?
Yes, okay. Not on this.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Then 24 IWC3, 970 Old Colchester Road, Oakdale, Connecticut owner applicant Patrick Capital for transfer of IWC permit 208 IWC18.
Stacy Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer for the record. This is an application requesting the transfer of permit 208 IWC18, and my comments are as follows. The site consists of approximately 31.1, I'm sorry, 31.516 plus or minus acres located in the R40 zoning district with frontage on Old Colchester Road and Black Ash Road. This site contains approximately 11.1 acres of wetlands and is currently undeveloped. On December 18, 2008, this commission had an application before it for work within the upland review area in conjunction with the construction of a 13-lot subdivision. Said application was granted with conditions. And a copy of the inland wetlands permit is attached, as well as a copy of an assignment between Anderson Builders LLC to Patchogue Capital LLC, dated April 8, 2024. The applicant is requesting a transfer of this permit in accordance with Section 11.7 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Water Course Regulations. Attorney Harry Heller and Andrew McCoy are here on behalf of the applicant to answer any questions that the commission may have.
So my question is, how is this permit not expired?
Okay.
That's what I want to know, because I did a lot of research today and I don't know the background of it, and it would be my opinion, unless not knowing the background, that the application has expired.
Okay. For the record, Harry Heller, 736 Norwich, New London Turnpike, Uncasville, representing Patchogue Capital LLC. The original permit was issued by this commission in 2008, October of 2008. And an appeal of that decision was taken by an abutter to the Superior Court. A decision of the Superior Court was issued in October 2011 denying that appeal. So there is case law, two cases that I've cited. The first is Frommer versus 200 Post Associates, 32 Connecticut Appellate, 799, and Boschenis versus Sweeney, 148 Connecticut Appellate, 616. Both of those are appellate court decisions of the state of Connecticut that hold that if there is an appeal of an administrative decision, the effective date of that decision is tolled until the appeal is resolved. So the effective date of the 2008 decision of this commission is October 21, 2011, the date that the Superior Court decision was issued in the appeal. The original permit was a five-year permit. In 2012, because of the downturn of the real estate economy in general in the state of Connecticut, the Connecticut legislature enacted Public Act 12-151, which amended Connecticut General Statutes 22A, 40A, 42A, D2A, to provide that any permit issued under this section for development of property for which an approval is required under Chapter 124, 124B, 126, or 126A shall not take effect until each such approval as applicable granted under such chapter has taken effect and be valid until the approval granted under such chapter expires or for 10 years, whichever is earlier. So under Public Act 12-151, the effective termination date of the 2008 permit was extended from October 21, 2011 to October 21, 2021. Then, in response to the COVID pandemic, the Connecticut legislature enacted Public Act 21-34, which amended Connecticut General Statutes 22A, 42AG by adding a subdivision 2, which provides, notwithstanding the provisions of subdivision 2 of subsection D of this section, any permit issued under this section on and after July 1, 2011, which our permit was because of the appeal. The effective date was October 21, 2011, which is after July 1, 2011. But prior to July 10, 2021, that did not expire prior to March 10, 2020, and our permit did not because it was extended by Public Act 12-151 to October 21, 2021, shall expire not less than 14 years after the date of such approval. The permit in question was effectively issued as per Froma and Bochenis on October 21, 2011, and had not expired prior to March 10, 2020. So the operative effect of Public Act 2134 is to extend the permit expiration to October 21, 2025. So by the enabling legislation for the regulation of wetlands in the state of Connecticut, the Connecticut legislature has statutorily extended the effective date of this permit to October 2025.
Stacy, is this something that you and your office have verified? Not that I don't believe you, it's just a lot of information that is tough to comprehend at this moment without seeing it written.
Yes, we actually have.
Mm-hmm. Checks out.
Yes.
Now my other question, looking at the permit, basically it says the property owner Stanley Dombrowski, 950 Old Colchester Road. The property's been transferred now and he's passed away. So this is sort of not accurate for a transfer.
Well, no. The original permit was granted by this commission to Anderson Builders LLC, who was the permit applicant and the permit holder. So only Anderson Builders had authority to transfer the permit. And Patchogue Capital is the owner of the property now. But they were not the owner of the permit until it was transferred from Anderson Builders.
There's a copy of the assignment in your packets mm-hmm. as well.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, this is, first of all, just a request to your commission to authorize the transfer of the permit based on an explicit provision of your regulations that requires approval. If you read the holding of the Connecticut Appellate Court in Froma versus 200 Post Road, it's clear that that provision of your regulations is not legal. However, it is a provision of the regulations. We're operating under the regulations, and if we wanted to challenge the legality of that provision, we would need to bring a declaratory judgment action in the Superior Court. Obviously, it was easier to comply with the requirements of your regulations, and that's why we're before you asking for permission to transfer the permit.
We've been doing this for a number of years. Why do you say it's not illegal?
Let me read to you what the Connecticut Appellate Court said in Froma versus 200 Post Road. The plaintiff argues that an inland wetland permit is a personal permit attached to the individual applicant that does not attach to the land and follow the title. We disagree. A review of the applicable statutes shows that the permit process is concerned with the property and not the applicant. In enacting ordinances and regulations and in granting, denying, or limiting any permit for a regulated activity, an inland wetland agency is required to consider those factors set forth in General Statutes 22A 41, 22A 42 AD, and 22A 42E. A permit is issued or denied on the basis of conditions relating to the land, such as the topography, soil type, and the nature, extent, and effect of the proposed activity on the land. The factors in the statutes can be considered by the inland wetlands agencies pertain only to the land and not to the applicants or owners. So that's the basis for that assertion. But again, because you do have that provision in your regulations, and because that permit was issued under your regulations, rather than challenging the regulation, we are before you requesting permission to transfer the permit.
Well, I'll say that I think that the purpose of that in the regulations, and my understanding of it, why it's there, isn't so we can prevent someone from getting, you know, access or use of that permit. It's more an administrative thing. If the permit process, you know, the person starts violating, someone starts violating the permit on the land, it's so that we know who to go after. You know, we don't want to say, as he said, the guy passed away, we see somebody out there digging, we write a cease and desist order to somebody who's not there anymore. It's more, and maybe it's worded incorrectly, but my understanding of that provision has always been that the permit stays with the land, not in so many words, but as you said, but if I buy property from him, I get the permit and I get the problem and whatever. So it's more so that the commission knows, you know, who's doing the work, I guess.
Well, and I think even more important than that, it is a process pursuant to which you ascertain that the transferee is familiar with the conditions of the permit. I'm just telling you what the Connecticut Appellate Court has said. And my recommendation would be that if a permit is going to be transferred, you require a certification from the transferee that they've reviewed the plans and they're familiar with the terms and provisions of the permit. But I think that's neither here nor there. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, that. But the permit you're proposing to do is the work is unchanged from what originally was approved.
It's actually less than what was originally approved.
But it's contained within that permit, though.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Now, the only other thing I'd like to point out is, first, this is not a public hearing, so I'm going to submit for the commission's consideration that Attorney Chase's correspondence to the commission is inappropriate. It should not be made a part of the record. I would also submit that there is no potential for filing a petition for a public hearing in this application because the petition provision only concerns regulated activities. The applicant is not proposing any activity in conjunction with this proceeding before the commission. We are simply asking for approval for the transfer of the permit. Since there's no activity, it does not invoke the petition provisions of the statute under which the commission can hold a public hearing.
Stacy, what's the process for viewing the correspondence that came in? Is that something we could even look at? It's like, I don't really know what you're speaking about, Attorney Heller.
Well, I certainly just read through it myself, and I certainly can provide the commission with copies of it. It's a letter from Attorney John Chase on behalf of
Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't we require stuff to be here before the meeting starts? I on the one hand, I tend to agree with Attorney Heller. This is, we're just transferring the name on the permit.
Correct.
We're not going to redo the permit. We're not going to have a public hearing on the permit. All we're doing is saying, permit's issued to Joe, now it's issued to Fred. But the other thing is normally we require, and I looked through here, but we've required documents to be here prior to the meeting.
Correct.
Not show up at the meeting and hand us a document. I don't think that's, there's no chance for review, no chance to look at it, no nothing. So I'm going to take a moment, and everyone I would ask to take a moment, look at the regs. Is there anything in here that says we can accept stuff? But again, I think I don't think that this is the time for a hearing or a challenge to this permit was 2011, 2008 or something. Actually, I think the 8.1 says it. Application petitions, requests, or appeals pursuant to 12.2 from decisions of the commission designated will be submitted to the IWC of the town of Mamba by filing them in the planning department. So I don't think showing up at a meeting and handing us a letter is appropriate. Point three says when an application is filed to conduct or cause to be conducted. No, that's not the right, that doesn't say it.
Usually you just accept something at a meeting that's handed to you. You know, you can accept it, but there's no action taken, so it's had chance to be discussed at the next meeting when people have got information on what that is involved. You don't always have to do it on the...
No, I agree, but for... You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. If but I may address that, Mr. Chairman.
Transfer the name on a permit, I don't think we need to...
To do that,
need
no.
to go till next month.
The reason to accept and wait to the next month is because most of the applications that come before your commission are applications to conduct regulated activities.
Right. That's
so the statute does provide the 14-day period within a petition may be filed requiring the commission to hold a public hearing. That's why you can't act on a regulated activity permit application on the night it's submitted.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah.
But this is something different.
Right. This is just changing the name on the permit.
Right.
Still expires at the same time.
Yeah.
Just changing the name.
So is there any questions for Attorney Heller?
I'm not sure. This is maybe for you, but maybe for the commission. So the attorney mentioned that the scope of the project was reduced, but still within the footprint. Has the site, maybe it's for you, Attorney Heller, has the site remained the same in terms of water bodies, water courses on the site?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the plans that have been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission have a certification from Joseph Thoreau, who is a certified soil scientist who has gone out and re-verified the location of all of the wetlands on the site and certified that they have not changed from the time of the 2008 application.
When was that? Thank you for checking.
Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns? We need a motion. Make a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion. All right, after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in the Connecticut General Statutes, Section 8-26, applications involving an inland wetland or watercourse, Montville Subdivision Regulation, Sections 3.4.2, Wetlands Agency Referral, and CGS Chapter 440, Sections 22A-22 to 22A-45D, Wetlands and Watercourses. I hereby move that the Commission transfer Inland Wetland Permit number 208 IWC 18 Subdivision Review with Regulated Activities on the property located at 970 Old Colchester Road, Parcel ID 037-001-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, as shown on the plan entitled Black Ash Estate Subdivision Land Now or formerly Stanley Dombrowski Black Ash Road and Old Colchester Road, Montville, Connecticut, dated May 1st, 2008, revised October 3rd, 2008, Agent Harry B. Heller, Esquire, Heller, Heller, and McCoy, 736 Norwich, New London, Turnpike, Uncasville, Connecticut. 06382, property owner Stanley Dombrowski, 950 Old Colchester Road, Oakdale, Connecticut, 06370. Property applicant Anderson Builders, LLC, CO Robert Anderson, 39 Edgewood Avenue, Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. Bennett and Smilus Engineering, Inc., 415 Killingworth Road, P.O. Box 241, Hagenham, Connecticut, 06441, phone 860-345-4553, fax 860-345-3858. To the applicant, Patchogue Capital, LLC, in accordance with the assignment of inland wetlands permit and favorable subdivision review report signed by John C. D'Amato, Jr. on behalf of Anderson Builders, LLC, dated April 8th, 2024.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? I'll just say all we're doing by this motion is changing the name on the permit. None of the conditions changed from what it was. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Commissioner Berardi, Sandra?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, motion carries. I approve. Motion carries unanimously. Correspondence.
I can certainly pass out the letter from Attorney Chase, which was received tonight, April 18th, 2024.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I don't know that. Any other business?
I have no additional correspondence.
No executive session? I guess I should say, anybody want to take this home and look at it?
I'm going to take a discussion.
We'll look at it.
Need one more motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Seconded.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming.